Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
From radioinfo.com.au. It's Tuesday, the 26th of May. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart with your morning briefing. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. Talkback host Tim Shaw is making a strong pitch to get back on breakfast at 2CC after being pushed out by Alan Jones last year. At the time, Macquarie Radio successfully lobbied Capital Radio so they could extend Jones's reach. Alan Jones, however, lost audience in Canberra, and Shaw thinks it's time 2CC went local again. Well, I guess you can't blame new technologies for making outrageous claims. After all, with the speed that startups come and go, they've only got a limited time to get some traction or their history. Even Spotify, that's been around for quite a while, is still making bold claims about how it's going to drive broadcast radio into the ground with its new format. Radio Info editor Peter Saxon has taken issue with Spotify's claims. In his article, Peter says that at best, Spotify is only 40% effective for its advertisers. He says the 2020 Infinite Dial data disproves the claim by Spotify CEO Daniel Ek that linear services like radio are dying out. Peter says it's clear that Spotify is getting its increased share not from radio, but from owned music. I think everybody in radio should read this analysis because we're always being told by outsiders that no one listens to radio anymore. And we all need ammunition to counter that argument. So check out the website. Nine Radio is still making the most of the departure of Alan Jones and thumping out media releases, which we seem to be taking the bait on every time. Jones's replacement Ben Fordham is taking a week off before being thrown into the lion's den next Monday. He farewelled his Drive listeners last Friday after 9.5 years. I'm sure plenty of people will be sampling his first few programs. The big question is, can he keep Jones's older conservative audience glued over the long run, with those listeners now knowing that Alan Jones won't be returning? An interesting study in the States shows that adult contemporary stations across the US have been playing upbeat, hopeful, and nostalgic songs since the country went into lockdown. Tracks like Underdog from Alicia Keys are getting a lot of play because they're about overcoming the odds. Stations have realized that in troubling times, people want to feel better when they turn on the radio. This phenomena was also evident after 9/11. Nine Entertainment has sold Stuff Limited in a management buyout. Stuff is a New Zealand publishing business that Nine inherited when it took over Fairfax. The company operates the biggest news site in New Zealand and publishes nine daily newspapers, including the Dominion Post and the Press. SCA stations in the Hunter region are continuing to push the Shop Local campaign very hard throughout the area. Hit 106.9's Nick, Jess and Ducko are holding the Big Friday takeaway this week to help push local businesses. For all the details on these stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.